Welcome back on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to Rosie on the House in our 9 o'clock hour. We're talking exterior finishes on territorial-style homes. And one thing that makes a true territorial-style home are the wood poles you see poking out of the side of the building that are called vigas. And originally, they were structural, but in today's construction, they're just a decorative in most applications. And you always run into the same problem. They split, they crack, they leak, they become a maintenance nightmare. But we have the Viga Man joining us this segment to talk about his solution to the Viga nightmare.
Morning, Romy. I kind of thought this through one time as remodeling high-end homes, and I saw a problem. I thought to myself, what are they going to do when these things rot, especially if there's a structural situation? I mean, you can't pull a Viga pole out of the ceiling without incurring thousands of dollars of repair. So laying around in bed thinking about it for about 3 or 4 years, I finally got off my duff, got a little money together, came up with a solution with fiberglass vigas. Now what I have are several diameters, 7-inch, 9-inch, 11-inch, 12-inch, 13 to 14, 18 and 22. Now they come 22 inches long, and what I do is I cut them to length. Well, I'll first go out to my customer and see what they need, their demands are. These vigas are molded from real ponderosa pine logs, so they do look like real wood once painted and finished and installed. How they're installed is we take a painted viga, slip it over existing, so there's no demo or tear out or problems that exist with that, and affix it tied up against the stucco with a screw that's really nondescript, you can't see it. And then I use
attaches the viga to the stucco.
Right, I've got it. Now it's a solvent-based.
Solvent-based.
Yes, so it's not water-based, so it lasts a long time. And I've been doing it for 10 years, and I haven't had a call back yet. But once it's affixed to the stucco, I go ahead and liberally apply my caulking compound. And then to smooth it out, because nobody can caulk perfect, I'll take the exterior house color paint, smooth it out, and then it looks perfect.
When you say looks perfect, it rotting wood does not attract the eye. No. And when it's a major architectural feature of a territorial home, you know, you very rarely see people let those go too long without maintenance. But it's in constant reoccurring maintenance, and this eliminates that maintenance element.
That's correct. But you'd be surprised how many people let them go to where there's just an absolute hole in the house.
And when you get to those situations, can you fix those as well?
Yes, we do have a solution for that, and it's perfect. I fashion a piece of wood that fits inside my viga, and I will affix that and anchor it to the home as long as it stretches beyond the open hole size. And that gives me something to affix my fiberglass viga to and follow through with the caulking and touch up as mentioned.
I mean, we're talking vigas, but I've seen examples and displays where you've done exposed wood headers. A lot of times you see the vigas being used as the vertical supports for patios and that type of thing. Can this be applied in a vertical application around a pole?
Well, the problem with a vertical pole is that you'll have to bring two halves and make it come together there. And it really doesn't work, because I have to have, you know, poles are various sizes. To make them come together and look good isn't really an option vertically. But as far as the window lintels are concerned, that's just not a problem whatsoever. We have fiberglass sheets that look like real wood that we cut and affix to the existing decaying lintel. And it looks like wood and it's brand new and it's sealed off and everything's good to go. House looks brand new.
Now, what about somebody that may have a stucco home but no vigas? Is this something where they could add a couple fiberglass molds to give it that look?
Yeah, it's the same thing as if there was an open hole there. I'll fashion a piece of wood to fit inside the size viga they want, and then I'll fix that piece of wood to the house, and that way I have something to attach my viga to and, of course, finish it off with caulking and paint.
What is the life expectancy of a fiberglass mold when it's not being beat up on a boat?
Well, I tell my customers, call me anytime until the day I die. I mean, fiberglass lasts forever as long as they keep it painted, you know, painted on a schedule with their house, and they should be good to go for a long time.
What does one unit cost? If I'm going to do a 22-inch length and I've got an 18-inch diameter Viga tail, what is there a unit price for just one?
Well, let's go to my most common size, okay, which is a 9-inch, if that's okay with you. And 22-inch is a little long. Most of them are 18. And I have an exclusive manufacturer, so I pick those up, cut them to length, lightly sand, wash, prime, paint, and install. That Viga will cost you $235.
Wow, that's extremely affordable compared to the alternative.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the time people spend trying to refurbish these things over and over again, I have people just come out and look at the job when it's finished, which doesn't take very long, and are flabbergasted because the house looks brand new now.
And you can find Mr. Stephen Williams at rosieonthehouse.com. I think we've got you in a couple categories because this isn't a really standard category. So I think we did create Viga tails, but we don't want to assume that somebody is going to know what that term is. So we stuck you in roofing. We stuck you in siding.
Great. I'm glad you did that because I have a lot of people ask me, what are these called? And I've had people call them.
The wood things sticking outside. Yeah. Now, your company name is Saw Design and Fiberglass Vigas. What does the name represent?
Well, I've carried it around for years and years, and it's simply Stephen Allen Williams.
If you've got wood exterior Vigas that you're trying to cover up and defer that maintenance, Saw Design and Fiberglass. Again, Viga Tails category, rosieonthehouse.com, or directly to fiberglassvigatails.com.